could be days. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Before we know who will win the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania, with about 97% of the vote counted, Dr. Mehmet Oz, endorsed by former President Trump, is leading, but only by about a few hundred votes, he told supporters a short time ago.
We have the ability in Pennsylvania to fight for the soul of this country. We are such a critical part, a bellwether for the country, that when we win the battles here in Pennsylvania, it reflects on the entire country.
Businessman David McCormick, also optimistic, but counseling patience.
Unfortunately, we're not going to have resolution tonight, but we can see the path ahead. We can see victory ahead, and it's all because of you. So thank you, Pennsylvania.
Thousands of mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania won't be counted until Wednesday if the final margin is less than 0.5%. A statewide recount would be triggered automatically. Ted Budd, the Trump-endorsed candidate, has won the North Carolina GOP Senate primary.
I'm a small businessman. I'm a conservative fighter. I'm America first, and I am honored to be your Republican nominee for the United States Senate. God bless you.
But a Trump endorsement has failed to salvage the incumbency of freshman North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. He's lost his primary to North Carolina State Senator Chuck Edwards. A new Pentagon report says the decision to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan was the key factor in the collapse of the Afghan military and the Taliban takeover last year. Military leaders had recommended leaving a force of 2,500 U.S. troops behind. The Biden administration rejected that. The president traveled to Buffalo Tuesday, scene of Saturday's mass supermarket shooting, calling again for new gun laws.
We can keep assault weapons off our streets. We've done it before. I did it when he passed the crime bill last time.
The president says the nation needs to confront the ideology of hate. America is listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another state has banned transgender females from competing in women's sports.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster signed the bill into law Tuesday with little fanfare just before the bill passed in the Republican-dominated General Assembly earlier this month. McMaster said, "I think the girls ought to play girls and the boys ought to play boys. That's the way we've always done it." When asked if he meant biological boys, McMaster responded, "Are there any other kind?" Supporters of the law say transgender females have an unfair advantage when they switch to girls or women's sports because of their male DNA. Opponents say it singles out transgender people and will lead to discrimination. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Retail sales in April rose 0.9%, according to the Commerce Department, which says the increase was driven by sales of cars and electronics and Americans going out to eat more since the lifting of pandemic restrictions. Food and Drug Administration has given its approval to Pfizer's coronavirus booster shots for kids ages 5 to 11, so long as it's been at least 5 months since their last dose. Centers for Disease Control must still decide whether to recommend the boosters for elementary school-aged children. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says nearly 43,000 people were killed on U.S. roads last year. That's the highest number in 16 years. A jetliner crash in China about 6 weeks ago that killed 132 people apparently was no accident.
Investigators probing the late March crash of a China Eastern flight say flight recorders indicate someone in the cockpit intentionally pitched the aircraft into a near vertical nosedive. The Wall Street Journal reports the plane's black boxes were analyzed by Chinese officials and the National Transportation Safety Board in the U.S. The 737's cockpit voice recorders have yet to be made public. The March 21st crash killed all 123 passengers and 9 crew members on board. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.